the darlings of God. Romans chapter 1, verse 7, in the Wycliffe New Testament from 1388, says this, "To all that be at Rome, darlings of God." Over 600 years ago, John Wycliffe, while translating the Greek scriptures into English, rendered the phrase, "darlings of God," later more commonly translated, "beloved of God." What a thought this must have been to the first readers of the Bible in their own English tongue, that they were the darlings of God. Our English words loved and beloved are not identical in meaning. The prefix be carries the meaning completely, thoroughly, excessively. Oxford states that the prefix be naturally intensifies the sense of the verb. We are beloved of God, completely, thoroughly, excessively loved of Father, intensely loved by Him. As Wycliffe rendered it, we are His darlings. Now, how did this happen? Well, as we later learn through the revelation given to Paul, we have been accepted in the Beloved, Ephesians 1:6. Being in the Beloved and finding our own acceptance of God there, we are thus also beloved. How could it be otherwise? That is why we are the darlings of God. Father, speaking of His Son out of heaven, called Him my darling in Matthew chapter 12, verse 18, again in the Wycliffe translation. Thus now being in God's darling, we too are His darling. Never forget how intensely precious you are to Father. He could not possibly love you any more than He does. You are His darling.